No, it wasn't on purpose. I didn't plan on taking him tonight. He made me. Yeah, I know. You don't have to yell at me. Look, I have everything covered, okay? You don't have to worry about anything. All this means is that we move the plan up a little bit, yeah? I'm not letting him go now that I've got him. I've been planning this for fucking months. Just because I decided to strike a few weeks early doesn't mean anything. The room is practically ready, isn't it? So then, just add a bit more chains and a hood or something. It should all be good, right? Look, I think he's waking up. I gotta go. Yeah, I'll send some pictures. He does look awfully cute all tied up like this. I'll let him know you said that. All right. But the finishing touches on the room. I'm going to prepare him for transport. I'll talk to you later. Yeah. You too. Bye. How much of that conversation did you understand? Suppose it's not important. You're not going to be going anywhere tied up like this. Do you recognize me? You were at my show tonight. Do you remember the flyers for the circus coming to town? And do you remember agreeing to go with one of your friends? And then you went tonight, and you saw me, and I saw you, and then we made eye contact, and I knew you had seen me right then and there, right before you. You had seen through the makeup and the outfit, all the glitz and glamour. You recognized me for who I am. You saw me last year when we came to town, and the year before that, too. And every single time, without fail, you always make eye contact with me. You always do a little smirk, too. I'm a little shy, so I never found the courage to talk to you after a show. I thought this would just be easier instead. I even asked some of my friends in this town to keep an eye on you. To give me updates, things like that. I had to keep on top of you, my love. What if you went on a date with some girl, and then that date turned into a full-blown relationship where you ended up proposing to her and having a family and growing old? And no, I can't let that happen. Not when I'm right here. We don't have to think like that. We're meant to be, don't you see? Okay. So you're not going to be helpful. Come on, give a girl a bone. All I'm saying is that I'm in love with you, and I have been for the past few years, even though we haven't said a word to each other. I don't think it's crazy to know that you feel the same way too. I mean, sure, we've never spoken, but that doesn't mean we're not connected. Even though you don't know my name, I know you feel the same way about me. Why else would you come to the circus whenever we're in town? Why else would you always catch my gaze and make that cute little smirk that you always do? You like me. You just didn't realize it. But that's okay, my love. It's all okay because I'm here now. I'm going to make it all better. I'm going to show you that I love you, that I care about you. Don't you worry. I'm gonna be so gentle. I tend to be sweet to the people I care about, love. After all, I just want to take care of you, give you the love and respect that you deserve. It's clear your friends don't respect you, or else they wouldn't have left you here with me, right? They aren't even blowing up your phone. Not curious to where you are. You don't have anyone but me, love. And that's okay. You don't need anyone else. I'll take care of you. I'll love you. I'll make you feel appreciated and wanted. That's all I've ever wanted to do, love. Make you see the world the way I see it. To make you realize that this thing that I'm feeling, it's not in my head. It's real. We are real. We're tied together by this red string of fate that despite year after year you try to stay away from me, we just keep being brought back together. Isn't that strange? It's like the universe wants us together. I want us together. It seems like the signs are all telling you that you were made for me, that you're my soulmate. We're going to live happily ever after. You're not going to go on dates with other people or kiss another woman or find a ring to propose to someone else with. No, 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 you have me. You're all that I will ever need, love. You can quit your job and travel with the circus instead. Spend your days sleeping in and your nights with me. Doesn't that sound so fun? You're not seeing it the way I see it. You're not understanding what I'm saying, and that's okay. That's okay. You're still a little confused. You're a little out of it. I know how it goes. It's not every day that you're knocked out by a clown, only to wake up tied to a chair with her in front of you. But it's also not every day that you meet your soulmate. And then that soulmate decides that he doesn't understand what you're saying and wants to play stupid. He thinks that we aren't meant to be because we haven't been on proper dates. But don't you feel what I feel? Right here. Right in your heart. It beats only for you, my love. There's no one else I want. I can't even imagine myself with anyone else besides you. You are the only one that I want. Do you understand? And I'm not going to settle for any less. No, no, no. You're perfect. You're the one that I want. You are my first thought when I wake up, and I fall asleep to the thought of us together every night. I plan dates in my head that I'm going to take you out on. I even prepared a room for you so that you won't feel out of place in your new home. It has a bed and restraint if you decide that you aren't going to behave yourself and want to escape. There's a bathroom that's connected, and even a mini fridge with some treats. I tried to think of the things that you would like, my love. I want to show you that I love you, that I care about you, that I'm not ever going to let you go or let someone take you from me. That's not going to happen. Not when I finally have you. It's not like I can just let you go back to your normal life after this. I already fucked that up. If I were to let you go, well, then you would run to the police and try to get me arrested, and I just can't let that happen. Not when I'm so close to everything I've always wanted. So you're going to be coming with me. You don't need this life. I have a better one for you already prepared. This life never treated you right, did it? I'm offering you a chance at something new, something different, something fun. Come on! You look just about as helpless as you feel right now. Don't you want to know what it feels like to be loved, to be cherished? You're the only one that I want, my love. Even now, as I sit in your lap and look into your eyes, I know you're the only one that I will ever need. You're the love of my life. It's just unfortunate that you don't know it yet. You haven't had the time to develop the same feelings I've had. But it's okay. It's all going to be okay. I've loved you for 3 years, and you've only known me for a few minutes. So of course it's going to take you a little bit more time. It's okay. It's all right. I know for a fact it's going to be okay because we're meant to be together. The first time I saw you, I just knew. Something inside me told me that you were the only one for me. And if you don't see it yourself, that's okay. I'll help you, love. That's what I'm supposed to do. That's what I'm here to do, right? To help you? Yeah, that's right. I'm here to help you, my love. And I'm going to show you what it feels like to be loved. Truly loved. Not just liked or tolerated. I don't think you've ever known what true love feels like, because if you did, you wouldn't be giving me these disgusted faces. You want me. You need me in your life. You just don't know it yet. But don't worry. Don't you worry. I'll fix that. I'll show you how much you need me, my love. I'll make sure that you can't survive without me. That you become totally and completely dependent on me. You don't need anyone else. You don't need your friends or family or coworkers or whoever else is in your life that doesn't appreciate you. You only need me, don't you? See, I love you. I care about you. I want you more than I've wanted anyone or anything in this entire fucking world. Why are you so afraid to accept it? To take my love and return it back to me? I've done nothing but be nice to you so far. I even tied you up so neatly, making sure that you still have blood flow to your wrists. I didn't have to go as far as to prepare a room for you. I didn't have to try to make you comfortable despite your vulnerable position. And yet I did. If I wanted to, I could have just asked a few of my friends to bring you back to my caravan, chain you to the dresser, and I could explain it all there, with you scared and uncomfortable. But I didn't do that, because I love you. I wanted to show you that I care about you, that I think about you, that I want you, because I want you to like me. I want you to be comfortable, and I want you to want to spend time with me. I want you to love me. I guess it doesn't matter to you, love. You're so underappreciated in your day-to-day life. You don't know what it feels like to be cared for. You can't even accept my love because you don't know what it feels like. You don't know any better. It's all right. It's okay, my love. I'll teach you. I'll fix you. I'll make it all better. All you have to do is let me take care of you. Appreciate you. Love you. That doesn't sound too bad, does it?